I will never forget the day my family got cut off from the internet. I was hiding in my room, as I usually did after school let out, holed up with a laptop I'd bought third hand, and that I nursed to health with parts from here and there, and a lot of cursing and sweat. But that day, my little Lappy was humming along, and I was humming with it, because I was about to take away Scott Colford's virginity. You know Scott Colford, of course. They'd been watching him on telly and at the cinema since my mum was a girl, and he'd been dead for a year at that point. But dead or not, I was still going to take poor little Scott's virginity, and I was going to use Mona Lisa Fiore Oglethorpe to do it. You probably didn't know that Scott and Mona Lisa did a love scene together, did you? It was over 50 years ago, when they were both teen heartthrobs, and they were co-stars in a genuinely terrible straight-to-net film called No Hope, about a pair of clean-cut youngsters who fall in love despite their class differences. It was a real weeper, and the supporting appearances in roles as dad, mum, best mate, pastor, teacher, etc. were so forgettable that they could probably be used as treatment for erasing traumatic memories. But Scott and Mona Lisa, they had chemistry. And truth be told, Mona Lisa had geography too, hills and valleys and that. They smouldered at each other the way only teenagers can, juicy with hormones and gagging to get their newly hairy bits into play. Adults like to pretend that sex is something that begins at 18, but Romeo and Juliet were, like, 13. Here's something else about Scott and Mona Lisa. They both used body doubles for other roles around then. Scott didn't want to get his knob out in a 3D production of Equus, while Mona Lisa was paranoid about the spots on her back and demanded a double for her role in Bikini Trouble in Little Blackpool. Those body doubles, Dan Cohen and Alana Denova, were in another film, even dumber than Bikini Trouble, called Summer Heat. And in Summer Heat, they got their hairy bits into serious play. I'd known about the No Hope, Equus, Bikini Trouble, Summer Heat situation for, like, a year, and had always thought it'd be fun to edit together a little creative virginity-losing scene between Scott and Mona Lisa, since they were both clearly yearning for it back then. And who knows, maybe they slipped away from their chaperones for a little hide the chipolata in an empty trailer. But what got me into motion was the accidental discovery that both Scott and Mona Lisa had done another job together, 10 years earlier, when they were 6. An advert for a birthday party service in which they chased each other around a suburban middle-class yard with squirt guns, faces covered in cake and ice cream. I found this lovely, lovely bit of video on a torrent tracker out of somewhere in Eastern Europe. Google Translate wouldn't touch it because it was on the piracy list, but Rogue Trans said it was written in Ukrainian, but it also couldn't get about half the words, so who can say? It was this bit of commercial toss that moved me to cut the scene. You see, now I had the missing ingredient, the thing that took my mashup from something trite and obvious to something genuinely moving. A flashback to happier, carefree times, before all the hairy bits got hairy, before the smouldering began in earnest. The fact that the commercial footage was way, way down res from the other stuff actually made it better, because it would look like it came from an earlier era, a kind of home film shaky cam feel that I bumped up using a video effects app I found on yet another dodgy site, this one from Tajikistan or Kyrgyzstan, one of the stands any road. So there I was, in my broom closet of a bedroom, headphones screwed in tight against the barking of the dogs next door in the Albertsons' flat, wrists aching from some truly epic mousing, homework alerts piling up around the edge of my screen, when the knock came at the door. It was definitely a capital K knock, the kind of knock they foley in for police flicks with a lot of ominous reverb that cuts off sharply. Wang, wang, wang. The thunder of authority on two legs. It even penetrated my headphones, shook all the way down to my balls with the premonition of something awful about to come. I slipped the headphones around my neck, hit the panic button key combo that put my Lappy into paranoid lockdown, unmounting the encrypted discs and rebooting into a sanitized OS that had a bunch of plausible homework assignments and some innocent messages to my mates, all randomly generated. I assumed that this would work. Hoped it would anyway. I could edit video like a demon and follow instructions I found on the net as well as anyone, but I confess that I barely knew what all this crypto stuff was, hardly understood how computers themselves worked. Back then, anyway.